Today, Kiwis get more good news on housing affordability. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis, one of those posts covering finance and property news. Across the ditch, the story of home prices and affordability is completely different from Australia. So far, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand has slashed its official cash rate by 2.25%, which has lowered mortgage rates by around 2% over the last year. The good news is that falling interest rates, heavy price cuts, and lower immigration has made New Zealand housing more affordable to purchase and to rent. Yes, this is good news and shows that the interplay of those factors can make a big difference. Housing, though, is still expensive. For example, in Auckland, a year-on-year decline of 3.5% has taken the median price to $975,000. Still very expensive. Now, we know migration is down significantly thanks to policy pivots, and while there was some easing of lending rules, demand for credit is still easing back. And meantime, residential construction activity in New Zealand has also collapsed. Catality's average dwelling price series recorded a 0.1% decline in May and a 1.6% fall year on year, to be 16.3% below the peak. And now we have the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand figures for May, and its house price index for May rose, but only by 0.1% in seasonally adjusted terms. Prices also rose by only 0.1% year on year. The REINZ says New Zealand's median price has seen a year-on-year decline of 0.9%, settling at $763,000. When considering New Zealand excluding Auckland, the median price remained stable over the year at $689,000, but Auckland experienced a fall of 3.5%. 8 of the 16 regions have reported an increase in median prices compared to May last year, with Southland leading with a notable 10% increase, rising from $450,000 to $495,000. The most significant year-on-year decline in median price was observed in Whanganui, which decreased by 5.4% from $560,000 to $530,000. The REINZ says that the stability of interest rates has encouraged more buyers to enter the market, though levels of confidence do vary by region. While some areas are experiencing consistent conditions, certain cities are still navigating challenges in affordability and demand trends. In May, the number of properties sold in New Zealand rose 8.9% compared to the same month last year, increasing from 6,579 to 7,116 sales. Excluding Auckland, sales increased by 11.3% from 4,593 to 5,114. Regionally, Northland recorded the highest year-on-year increases, rising 33.3% from 171 to 228 sales. Other regions with notable sales included Tasman, up 69.7%, Marlborough, up 23.1%, and Whanganui, up 18.7%. This May, New Zealand experienced a 2.9% increase in listings compared to the prior year, totaling 9,489 listings. But when excluding Auckland, there was actually a slight decline of 0.9% in listings, totaling 5,835. The inventory levels in New Zealand continues to rise, increasing by 5.6% year on year to 34,415 properties available for sale. Nationally, 875 auction sales was reported. That was 12.2% of all sales. For New Zealand, excluding Auckland, there were 434 auction sales, accounting for 8.5% of the total sales. Additionally, the median number of days to produce a sale in New Zealand has increased, rising by 3 days to 47, while in New Zealand, excluding Auckland, it rose by 4 days to 47. The increase in the median days to sell reflects a market that, according to the REINZ, while more active in terms of transactions, is also characterized by greater buyer caution. Purchasers are taking longer to commit, which local agents suggest could be due to a lack of buyer urgency and the fact that buyers have time to find a property that best suits them. And of course, I'd add, and if you think prices will continue to fall, why hurry? The house price index for New Zealand is currently at 3,601, showing a year-on-year increase of 0.1% and a decrease of 0.6% compared to April 2025. And they end up with this little comment: over the last 5 years, the average annual growth rate for New Zealand HPI has been 4.2%. Southland remains the highest ranking region for HPI movements, taking the top place for 11 consecutive months. But of course, just look at the shorter term trends and you'll see things are somewhat different. Commenting on the REINZ results, ASB noted that the housing market has been sluggish to date and that the continued softness in the housing market and domestic demand is likely to see the official cash rate move lower. The housing market, like other sectors of the New Zealand economy, has been slow to respond to the reduction in mortgage rates, they said. The gloomy picture of the housing market to date, it's hard to fully explain, though a few factors do stand out. Firstly, the labour market has been weak and is expected to remain soft over the remainder of the year. Rising job insecurity and easing wage growth continues to weigh on home seekers' confidence in making buying decisions, especially amid heightened global uncertainty. Secondly, easing population growth due to increased Kiwis departing New Zealand and slow migration inflows continue to dampen the demand for housing while lifting listings in the market. The rental market also flattened, dampening the demand for investment properties. And the emerging growth in demand that we saw earlier has started to soften, with house sales turnover recording a decline in May and the residential lending data also beginning to decrease recently, ASB said. As a result, ASB believes that the anemic housing market and the lackluster domestic demand will prompt the Reserve Bank to deliver cuts over 2025. But I have a slightly different take, and it's this: lower prices and lower interest rates do improve housing affordability, although it's still relatively extreme. Not extreme, though, compared to Australia. So you can see here that the different policy track taken by the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, the tighter controls on migration, and some of the other factors that we're seeing, takes us to a very different endpoint, with property becoming more affordable. If only we had a little of that in Australia, it would certainly make things very different from where they are now, because, as I showed yesterday in my live show, affordability is still shot for many people. Unfortunately, Australian policy is to bring strong migration forward, keep pumping home prices higher, and lend more and more. So, unfortunately, policymakers in Australia have not taken any account of what's happened in New Zealand. They should. There are some lessons there for those who want to see them. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.